Nick Suzuki facing it off and out there along with Caulfield and Slavkovsky. Josh Norris centering Josh Doan and Zach Benson, who had the game winner, missed the puck, went into the clear. And now Helenu sent it to the side of the net. Jack Quinn will follow up. Here's Quinn with Zucker knocked down in front. And a shot here, scores! Buffalo strike first!
Chris, another shot from the point with traffic in front. That's something the Sabres have tried to do on the board here. It's his first in 13, but just the traffic in front gives Dobish trouble fighting this puck through a myriad of legs and right off the side. Right in front, Quinn, who got his goal disallowed off the skate and then off of Matheson and right past Dobish, who was dealing with Deneau right in front of him. Chris, this series has gone just 5 points.
A pass across, picked off by Hudson, and a lead feed. Suzuki trying to dash back in after his three-game goal streak came to an end. A giveaway here, Suzuki, a chance, and Blunt scores! Cole Caulfield has tied it, and now he has goals in three straight.
And Chris, maybe more importantly for this line, it's a five-on-five goal. And getting guys in front. Well, Caulfield goes there five on five, a seemingly innocent looking play. And how about the heads up with Suzuki? He's done it all year long. These two have great chemistry. Delays for a split second. Byram goes down. Lukanen thinking a shot is coming. And on.
Norris trying to turn away from Suzuki. Plays it up high, and that shot knocked out in front. Maybe a chance for Doan. Back it comes to Power. That shot scored!
A six-game streak for him, but much like the Montreal goal, it's a sloppy turnover. Caulfield with the backhand can't clear it, and you see the reaction of him looking skyward. Power over to the flank, and another one through traffic just off the toe, and the reaction of Dobish, and that reaction says it all. You score a goal to get your team back in it.
Scored the first goal of the series, and now has 3 goals and 10 points in the playoffs. 2-1, it scores! Off Texier! It's a wild start here in Buffalo, and the game is even again.
And the crowd didn't even get a chance to sit down. You should see the Montreal bench, their reaction as well. And 5-on-5, a simple play. You win the draw, get it in deep, and get on the forecheck. Good job on the sidewall, keeping it alive. Back to the point with traffic in front and off the skate and in. Texier didn't even see this puck. It's just a heads-up play by Carrier. He wasn't trying to score the goal. He was throwing it to where the traffic is. And, man, this building just...
Robust start here in Buffalo. Working his way, Samuelson. Helenu scores! Helenus has his first Stanley Cup playoff goal.
Well, how about this action here early on? And this is one for Dobish that will really bother him. Looked like he was going to pass to the flank. I think he surprised Dobish. Helenus just does a great job of controlling it. And another just hit the skate there of Hudson and changed direction just oh so little. And the timing of going down, Dobish a little bit late. Marty St. Louis looking around. What do you think?
Sending it past Newhook. Helenus, and now Dahlin stops inside the line. Looking for Helenus again. Kicked away. 7 goals, 19 points last year, and he breaks out with 25 this season. And 8 points in his last 6 games.
Another example, though, it's not always a straight line.
It's still in the Montreal zone. Benson takes it away from Hudson. Got it loose. Norris right on. Now it's Byram. Bowen Byram shooting, and that knocked out in front. Canadians can't clear. Kept alive, and now Slavkovsky off the boards for Caulfield. Rick White, and Lane Hudson will flip that away. Suzuki going after it. Canadians get a partial chain. The King stops it. In hand. Dobish across to rob the 41-goal scorer, Tage Thompson.
Possession battles, and then the next line comes out and attacks. You've got a fresh bodies, and after all this little back and forth, great plays by Benson. That's hard work defending. This puck doesn't get all the way down. Hudson makes a change, and that allows some open ice. And how about this, staying with it? After some sloppy play in the defensive zone, a really good outlet pass created that chance.
A few of those Sabres put out over a minute as Hudson Bruns scores! Josh Anderson on the Hudson pass, and for the third time, the game is tied.
Boy, how good has Lane Hudson been this entire playoff run? Icings matter. Here's why. Great draw by Deneau. He goes to the front of the net and causes some chaos. Takes his defender right into the crease area, and then Hudson does what he does so best. Quick little move around Tuck, and once again, this top line, Tuck and Thompson, get caught in their own zone. Helenius in that position there, and a tap in.
Got 16-14 here in favor of Montreal. Even at five apiece, second. Carey in front, Lukanen has it under the pad.
Earlier on in the period, they were panicking with those kind of plays and turning the puck over and allowing the pressure to continue.
Here's Dividov in again, and Lukanen, it's in. Lukanen looked behind, and the red light is on.
Well, it's not going to be Dividov, but he makes it happen. It's on the big screen now. Lukanen kind of loses his net a little bit there. I think that's one where Evans had to go after it. I don't think that was had enough on it to slide. Look at it rolling and stops right there. Evans on the doorstep, able to get behind the goaltender and get a piece of it.
Yeah, you're right. It stopped.
And Chris, if you're the Montreal power play, you know the importance of this one. You get a freebie gift like that, you got to make them pay.
So the Canadians with the most power play opportunities in the playoffs. Going to work on their first of the night with just under 2.5 minutes to go. And Suzuki scores! 10 seconds in! And now Montreal has a 2-goal lead.
It's different than another one. You know you've got a chance to swing the game. Win the draw, keep the play alive. And how about Slepkovsky here? Loses it for one, gets it back quickly. And Suzuki, in the middle of four penalty killers, able to just quick release that one. And it squeaks through Lehkonen. A bit of a deflection maybe off the leg of Timmins there. But how about the reaction there? Doesn't matter who scores come playoff time. You're equal. Lyonie had this in game two of round one. Didn't allow any goals on seven shots. You challenge your team to try to come back here. Don't wait till Saturday. Put him in now and see if that can spark your team.
As Buffalo does everything, but score one to get within one. Now they've got a 2-on-1 the other way. Slepkovsky in and off the post. Pressure for over a minute now. In the Buffalo zone, that went off Dividov's stick, but saved by Hudson. And now, Dividov again, fires, scores! There it is! His first Stanley Cup playoff goal! Another power play, and Montreal leads 6-3.
A well-liked rookie. What a great season he's had, and just a great play of keeping this one alive. A little chip by Suzuki, and Slepkovsky was looking Caulfield first, and then all of a sudden saw the corner of his eye. A little tap, not even a yell, just the quick tap gets it pulled around Samuelson, and that relief says it all. He's had so many chances around the net. And, you know, Buffalo's got to go through five Montreal Canadiens through the neutral zone. Same here. You know, this is where you could change your game. Be tight defensively.
Win a nice move, and he plants that off the base of the post. Battling there against Suzuki. Matheson trying to work it loose and talk off the stick of Dobish. Dangerous from there. It'll be Doan across, and that denied. In front again, and Dobish down still. And able to clear is Jake Evans after a couple of clutch stops. They've been fast learners, haven't they?
Yeah, they sure have.
And a comeback win here tonight. Greenway behind the net, along with Doc. And more